Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Okay, what's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. It is Friday night. A lot of people are getting ready right now. Some ladies putting on their face. Some guys are shining up his boots. Because tonight is the night where a lot of people woo-sah. You know what I mean? I mean, actually, you know what? When you think about it, I mean, how many people actually go out and kick it on a Friday? You know what I mean? Some people work 5 days a week. Some people work four. Some people only work three. You dig? I'm just saying. So what's the real night of the week that you go out and kick it? I know some of y'all here is like, I can't go out and kick it. I don't work like that. My life ain't built like that. Well, what night do you go out and kick it? Let us know. Monstrous Radio. But tonight is Friday. We gonna kick it. I'm DJ E Monster. I do have Miss Unbelievable with me. Hello, Mama. How you feeling tonight? Hello.
Hey, hey, hey. She's feeling okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. That's
yeah.
What's up.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Monster.
Okay. So, all right, so let's see. I really don't know what I really have for the people tonight. I do have some new game music or music by the game. I got some new music by artists by the name of Hondo. I got some other tracks for y'all, too. What's some of the things that we got going on in the other part of the show for tonight?
Well, we always got who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got the weather. And if we have time after who's bumping who, who's getting fat, because that seems to always take us to the end of the show, we got some fashion tips and some events that we can talk to y'all about. And then, you know, whatever else. It's Friday Night Live, and who knows, it could get bumping and jumping up in here with a topic.
Right, right. So, all right, so let's see what, let's just go ahead and get into it, get the moving. Tonight's more about more music to help you groove. A lot of the stuff y'all going to hear in the club, whether it's new or it's old, but either way it go, I got your ass. This is Miranda Pilichet. It's called Your Opinion Sucks. Monstrous Radio, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1, though. Let's go. Friday night.
Let's get it. Let's go. We love y'all. Yeah, man.
But your opinion, I don't really give a damn about it. Club. Ready or not, here I come, busting nuts. I'm so alone, no EC every time. I got that juice in the drip like a fob. Make it look easy, the whole team involved. Does it from scratch, got that spicy secret sauce. I do it, if they say I won't. Stay through the grapevine, you heard about me. Never set free, but she's so damn low-key. Pocket cheap, wet or a seat. Show me, cause I need to see. Boom, boom. Don't come easily. This word, not for the weak. Tender, high on sleep. You don't live up to my needs. Hope you stretch for that reach. Fuck your opinion, I don't really give a damn about it.
Fuck
not give a fuck about it. Expectations got me twisted. High horse, you should come off of it. Blessings on my face too late. You could've ate if you were sorry. Then I do not give a fuck about it. Expectations got me twisted. High horse, you should come up off it. Blessings on my plate too late. You could've ate if you were starving. I'm too great to sweat the hate, so I'm gon' finish what I started.
Fuck your opinion, I don't really give a damn about it. I got a bag, bring it up, addicted to the karma.
This is a True Beyond ENT public service announcement. Yo, everybody, we know it's that time of season where we all got to wash our hands and watch out for doorknobs and all that type of stuff because of the germs in the winter season. But I want to say something to all my guys in the music industry. Yo, you got to watch out for these girls with a cold. That's right, I said it, a girl with a cold. Yo, she can give your nuts the head flu. You heard me? Yo, you'll be walking around, your dick be going, achoo, achoo. All day long, trying to go to the bathroom midstream. Achoo! You could just mess up somebody's house. I mean, don't twinkle when you sprinkle. You know how it go, y'all. So I'm telling y'all, watch out for the girl with the cold, because she can give you the head flu. And that has been a True Beyond Entertainment public service announcement. Achoo! Achoo!
Montana.
Appreciation.
I'ma ride with my dog off the rip. Tuck brown bag, paper tag off the rip. Shorty came through, bent it over off the rip. Dope boy bag, pop the tags off the rip. Nigga off the water from the block, dirty money off the rip. Cut a short beans, off money off the rip. Walk up in the villa, 150 off the rip. My dog came home, buck 50 off the rip. Looking good on the strip. Took 100 mil at the motherfucking grip. Johnny Hancock, 10 milli off the rip. Shorty boy, the friends off the rip. Bitch busted open, eating pussy off the rip. West side getting blood money with a crip. My dog getting out, money orders off the rip. Boy, spend a car note on my fit. Boy, Manuk bow hanging off my clip. Boy, niggas running like a skit. Boy, I put you on my skit. Boy. On my wrist is the brick boy. Built the empire brick by brick boy. Coke boys off the rip boy.
On me, on my cut dope, gon' need more wine night.
Off the rip.
On me, on my cut dope, gon' need more
check.
Wine night.
Off the rip.
Brody knock his head off.
Off the rip.
Chop B, niggas bed off.
Coke boys get the bloody money. Dirty cash, live niggas who smoke weed, car seat stash. You monkey walk, I'm hunchback, speak quiet, talk about me, contact. Give a death when I pop
a boy. So let me put my gun out. Price on your head, where do I get rung up? I be with scumbags, all about that humbug. Why niggas saving hoes, like nothing. Choke your ass with nunchucks, trunk full of blum blums. Young money, young guns, heroes, unsung. Get that bitch pump pumps. Touchdown my nigga, sitting on my money. A junk pile my nigga, don't you come round my niggas. Don't come round my nigga,
nope.
We ballin', never come in, done fouls my nigga. We been hustling, since Mike Tyson punch out my nigga. Feds listening, okay that's enough about my niggas. Yeah, sipping on the little something, mind your business. Got these hoes waiting while I'm doing calisthenics. And she give me head while I lips move a mile a minute. And the bitch you kissing on just came out the clinic. I ain't lying. Nigga, I ain't feeling smoking on that good weed. What's that scent? Not a penny. Montana Cullion, yo. Capone got it in it. I can't show him how I do it. Not only how I did it. Little too.
First, you get the money. Get the power.
I'ma get it together, I'ma get it together. My board is experiencing difficulty.
Open up the safe, bitches got a lot to say. Pussy in your face, that'll put you in your place.
Boom.
Seven letters on the plate, fuck you when I break.
Bitch.
I got cars, I got bags, I got real estate. Play. I ain't come to play. I got big fish money, he gon' bite the bait.
Yeah. Can you drop it down, make that ass talk to me?
Keep that energy, gone up the Hennessy.
Ass.
I need my bag quickly, separate 6 degrees, bitches think they know me. Sex pistols sit vicious with you when it's horny. Hit me on my cash app, check it in the morning.
Cash.
In this bitch shining, dressed in designer. She could get
right me,
and it's perfect timing. Gym with the tonic. Bella Hadid, homie could get it. Ass, cash, cash, ass, bags, bags.
Ass rules everything around me. Deep in that pussy, yeah, I'm drowning. A shark in the water, how you found me? Best gift from round me.
I'm a dog,
I go hunting like a bounty. Yeah, make my own rules. Tattoos on her ass, she do nice pool. Welcome to the Players Club, Ice Cube. Diamonds might make the news. Bitch, that's Photoshop like rappers with the auto-tune. Your checks is not approved. RM52 and the skull waterproof. Niggas talk a lot of booth. Today outside the booth. My niggas like Golden State inbound. Pull up and shoot.
Cash.
Okay, that's some new Iggy. Some new Iggy Azalea. You are listening to Monstrous Radio Live, Friday Night Live. Coming to y'all from the Purple City, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. So let's see. Let's go over here and do our weather report so some of y'all don't go out tonight and freeze y'all little corns off, you dig? It's probably the only way it's going to come off some of y'all hard-ass feet looking like peanut brittle tied to a brick. But it is what it is. What we got in the monstrous spots around the world tonight, what's the weather like? Hello.
All right. So in Minneapolis, it's sitting at a cool 19. London is 46. And Paris. All right. Paris is 41. Atlanta is 43. New York is 31. Dallas is 44. San Juan is 80. What show was there? Phoenix is 62. Los Angeles is 62. Kansas City is 28. And Miami is 73.
Okay, there it is. Hopefully it wasn't too burr to fall in your spot, you know. So you got your Monstrous Radio spot that you want to know the weather about. Let us know on the Monstar page. That's the only way you can do it now. We should let y'all go to our email, Hails to the Nizal. Y'all got to go to our Facebook page, The Monstar, THEMONSTARZ. You can like and comment, and you can leave your, if you have an event going on, make sure you leave it in there. That's where we do our free promo. So if you want some extra free promo beyond Takeover Tuesday, we pick and choose other than Takeover Tuesday, but we might use some of your promo to let people what's popping over the weekend or something they can look forward to that's coming up. So, okay, so I know we got, let's see, the Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, also known as the entertainment news, coming up in a little bit. Let's see, we got more show for y'all. I just got to get through these little songs I got to push through. So anything else you can think about that we're going to do on or do tonight or anything you want to pop out there before we take one of our breathers?
Yeah, you know, you said something about, you know, wearing something if you get cold. We don't wear clothes in summer, winter, spring, or fall. You know, they wear whatever clothes all the time. So just put a coat on. Just tell them to put a coat on. because we going to wear a short dress. We going to wear little booty shorts. We don't care. Just tell them to put a coat on. Just tell them so they won't get frostbitten. Tell them to put a coat on.
Mm-hmm.
And then cover your toes,
you know,
up. Don't wear open-toed shoes. Just close the toes up. You know, wear the closed-toed shoes. Because, yeah, we going to wear it.
Right. Hey, and I'm glad you said that as we go into the song. Yes, ladies, make sure you cover them toes, because you try to climb in the bed with me with them little icy ass feet, I'm going to flick you in your eyebrow. I'm just saying. 424-243-9649. Friday Night Live. Dress appropriately. It ain't dress appropriately.
Shine for my name on it. Oh, yeah. It's talking about a plateau.
No.
Face down, that's up. Shine for my name on it. Talking about early in the morning. We can let the party just a little bit more. Down for it if it's still around for
I think it's about time we link up. To fuck. Keep it hot, don't say too much. Know what we both want if we up.
If the gang gave a fuck about a bitch, nope, wouldn't never happen. Catch a nigga hopping out of Ben's wagon, pocket full of magnums. Never sweat him, fuck him and pass him. YG, tell him what's brackin'. Whoa.
Hey, I'm just a nigga that went black, nigga, with that Magnum, baby, I got stamped. Beat it up with that spatula, spaced out like NASA, bite your neck like I'm dragging. Oh.
You niggas better understand me. I let that hoe go, now you got yourself a family. Oh, you a sucker like that. Oh, she called you Jaycion, I got a fucking like that. Whoa.
I think it's about time we link up. To fuck. Keep it hush, don't say too much. Know what we both want if we up.
YG got a problem, I do. 21 gun salute, pyro.
Hold up, Chuck Taylor, YG got the juice. If YG got a problem, YG gon' do the dope.
Gucci suit, flamed up for the Grammys. LA a no fly zone, take it to Miami. Take it to New York, take it to the shop. Met a bitch in South Africa and fucked her in Dubai. Bye.
Pair of shoes, fucked in the sky.
Put that on my mama, I'ma try before I die.
Booed up to booed up, that's the vibe. Fucking on your bitch when you don't know that's a crime.
Box. Yeah, gang beat it up. Throw it in the shower, then gang eat it up. Soap in the towel, yeah, gang clean it up. Rap gang full of pussies, nigga, gang get enough. With your bitch,
trying to put my name on it. Oh, yeah. They talking about a plateau. Claps up. Face down, that's up. Trying to put my name on it. Talking about early in the morning. We can let the party just a little bit more. Down for it if it's still around for.
I think it's about time we link up. To fuck. Keep it hush, don't say too much. Know what we both want if we up.
That's the new game. Don't forget to check out our interview we did with him at MonsterUSRadio.com. Yeah. So here's some new E-40 for y'all. This is him and Young P.O. It's called These Days, Friday Night Live, DJ E-Monster.
Mr. I'm flapping the ghost. Put your finger on the truck, fill a post. I never leave the TP without the toast. You see the liquid on my chain, I slam boats. When I'm higher than Pluto, I eat menudo. Pozole elote, my dick, I'm an essay. I sleep with my cuete, Ali ass wente. But yeah, yo, Kyle, harm yourself in OCS. The good book is my buckler and shield. That can come out of nowhere, like when the rock hits your windshield. That's why I always keep a rototiller. When I'm out there in the field, when the traffic making deals. Every stack I get like Kaepernick, I kneel. Ain't talk about no dinner, but I need a meal. Release my niggas down, waiting for a pill. And the gladiator takes sharks and eels.
And these days, gotta watch who you trust. Get that pistol by my side, and it's why I got trust. I came for nothing, so I had to run it up. They just wanna see me fail, they don't wanna see me up. And I know the Lord chose me to have a vision of what most don't see. I got money, start hating on me. Niggas that I used to love, tryna score on me. And I know money bring hate, but I'ma keep getting this day. And know my soul won't change, real niggas.
through his money, thumper by his tummy, blowing on a branch higher than the avalanche, hazy like a forest fire in the Napa Valley ranch, cash flow cliff, sipping on the fist, spilling liquor on his shirt, got a hole in his lip, sitting on some cheddar and them niggas know better, send me out a wetter, fly your head like a feather, honey coochie slap, smell like a lifesaver, baby booty stack, like a Sunday newspaper, bitch I'm a Mac, not a Cape Crusader, Kevin Saber back, nope, I check Yaper, money on my mind, money on my mind. If I do the crime, I'ma do the time. Never drop a dime, never drop a dime. Her water on my chest, high alkaline.
In these days, gotta watch you trust. Get that pistol by my side, and it's black, I trust. I came for none, so I had to run it up. They just wanna see me fail, they don't wanna see me up. And I know the Lord chose me to have a vision of what most don't see. I got money, start hating on me. Niggas that I used to love, tryna score on me. And I know money bring hate, but I'ma keep being this.
Let it get into you. Whoa.
Jamaica falls of what it is.
Yeah.
Let it get into you. Jamaica falls of what it is. Yeah.
That's what's up. You know what? I bet you could really, really redo that song. We might have to work something out. We might have to get a studio and do our Friday Night Live and get you to do that. Our Friday Funk. That's what it is.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Whoa.
For you.
Hey. All right. So, all right. We're going to bring it back. We're going to jump into this entertainment news. It's called the Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. So tell us what's going on tonight there, Mama. Hello.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys know or do you know or you don't know, but Offset and Cardi B are no longer together right now. And so Offset's alleged mistress goes on TMZ Live and says, I'm sorry, Cardi B. Huh? What is that?
I said she cute as hell too. I'm not gonna lie, but go ahead. My bad. That was a burst.
Okay, my bad.
Was that out loud?
Yeah, that was out loud. I thought you were saying something important. She said, "But I'm so ashamed." Okay, the woman with whom Offset allegedly cheated not long before Cardi B gave birth says she's remorseful and tells TMZ she never wanted to be a homewrecker. Summer Bunny cried openly while telling us how guilty she feels after word got out her hooking up with Cardi's husband might have been a callous and the couple split. SB is the woman Offset allegedly asked to arrange a threesome that would include rapper Cuban Doll. Summer tells us she hasn't messed with Offset since Cardi had their baby, Culture, but still feels ashamed for playing any role in the breakup of their marriage. She insists she didn't know how serious Offset and Cardi was, which seems absurd. They were married. Bunny hasn't spoken directly to Cardi, but she tried to deliver an apology through us and says she hopes the strange couple will reconcile. As he reported, Cardi says she and her baby daddy are still friends, but the love is gone.
Wow. Well, I've seen some of the stuff on TMZ. Big shout out to TMZ.com. Make sure you guys go over there. You need to know more about some of the things we talk about. That's where we get a lot of our stuff from. They don't pay us. We don't pay them, so we have to pay them homage. So anyways, but I've seen some of the stuff today. What'd you say her name is? I always say Cuban Doll. What's her name? What is it, Doll?
Sunny Bunny. Sunny Bunny, nope. And Cuban Doll. They're both upcoming rappers.
Cuban Doll. There we go. Well, I've seen the part with Cuban Doll with it. Apparently, she said she didn't even entertain it. She said she never talked to Offset, none of that stuff. She said when she had got the text or whatever, she thought it was bullshit. She never, you know, really went into it. She said herself, she talked to Cardi and told Cardi what was the truth, that she never had nothing to do with it. It never jumped off. It never made it to her, so on and so forth. And then Cuban Doll and the other girl, she said they're not even friends no more. They had already been fell out back and already had been fell out. They ain't been friends for a while. So, like we had said before, that's that dirty shit. Now look what it done turned into. You know what I mean? All behind some little dirty. Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you even do that anyway? Hello. Tell me, oh, I'm sorry. You're not sorry. You sorry it didn't go the way you wanted it to because you tried to destroy some shit. And now come to find out, he didn't even do it. Of course, they're saying he didn't even do it.
He didn't
wow.
do what?
Like he didn't reach out for the threesome or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. The truth, we're going to find out more, obviously, because this is
obviously.
One of the leading stories. but yeah. But
yes.
Definitely.
And to add to it, to add to it, they Offset and Cardi B has no prenuptial agreement. So it said that Cardi B is subject to give Offset $50 million. So that is playing out.
Right. See, that was another
thing
I was going
to say. So maybe there may not be a divorce. But I love this, you know, cheaper to keep on
mm-hmm.
the payroll instead of getting that paper together.
Right. Yeah. And besides, I'm just going to keep it 100. And I speak for Offset from every man. Offset, keep her, bruh. You don't want your baby mama out there like that. How Cardi be acting, you know she gonna clown, bruh. She gonna be out there, that's what that mouth do. I'm telling you, bruh, you don't want your baby mama out there like that. Work that shit out, bruh. Fix that shit. Get in, get them other girls in the room. I don't give a fuck what it takes. Work that shit out, bro. Work that shit out. Because I'm telling you, let Cardi loose. You see what they did to Bow Wow? You see what Future did to Bow Wow? You see what go on? Bro, they going to make her pray. They going to pray on her. I'm telling you, they going to pray on her. Work that, like Miss Unbelievable said, it's cheaper to keep her, bro. Work that shit out. I'm just saying. Work that shit out. I mean, she a little ratchet, but she cute, though. You know what I mean? I know dudes out here got worse baby mamas than that. I'm just saying. And they work it out. So, Offset, work that shit out. I'm just saying. So, okay. What else we got over here?
I say.
What else we got?
I say, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll work itself out. But I think they have to grow up a little bit, you know, because now they do have a child. And their behavior has to supersede, you know, any expectation that we think, but that they need to do, because they both doing things that, you know, is unbecoming. So if he wants to keep her, then he needs to do what he needs to do. You know, keep his stuff in his pants, whether it be a female or male. Whoop, no fun intended. But, you know what I'm saying? Just take care of your business. That's your wife. That's not your side chick. That's not your girlfriend. That's your wife. So,
right, it's a whole different realm, player.
It's a whole different realm. Okay,
yeah.
So Usher's male herpes accuser drops request for medical records. A while back, I was telling you guys about Usher had a male accuser and a woman accuser. So I think they settled with the woman, but here's the male one. The unidentified man suing Usher for allegedly exposing him to herpes has reportedly dropped his demand for the singer to hand over his medical records. The John Doe is withdrawing his motion, according to court documents. The order required the R&B star to hand over data regarding his doctor visits, medical treatments, and insurance advisor. The singer was also asked to turn in information on any previous settlements over herpes. While it's unclear why the request was dropped, the documents state John Doe could file the motion again. The plaintiff sued Usher last year, accusing the Atlanta-based entertainer of exposing him to the virus during a sexual encounter at a spa in Los Angeles. the R&B star has also been sued by three other women. A woman identified as Jane Doe and Quenisha Sharpton each sued the star in 2017, listing multiple counts of negligence and infliction of emotional distress after they said they contracted the disease from Raymond. And earlier this year, Metro Atlanta resident Laura Helm sued for the same allegations after she said she was exposed to herpes after two sexual encounters with the artist. The anonymous man case is scheduled for a February 2019 trial.
Wow. Okay. So he dropped his. They settled out. So they still ain't even proved whether he got it or not, had it.
Well, no, but you know how he's talking, you know, saying he's, you know, he's like, well, it, you know, herpes ain't a bad thing, you know, and I think he may have like something like three, so, but they are contagious, so he just needs to just wrap it up and keep the, I mean, I don't know if he's had genital, I don't know if he has herpes, you know, there's, you know, different sets of herpes, but they're forever. You can freeze some of the genital herpes off, which is not as contagious as the herpes because, you know, the cold sores and all those get formed. And then once the cold sores get formed, he would be smart enough not to because it's painful for him. And not just, you know, because you got the green and all that stuff, you know, when it flares up, you know, at a certain time. So it's interesting that he doesn't, you know, if it's allegedly, you know, take more precaution when, you know, he is doing sexual intercourse, and definitely not in, you know, without a, if you know you have it and then you're putting it in a woman's mouth, that's shame on you. I would sue you too. But a girl should always look because there's always wets or scars or bumps that can dictate and let you know that there's something there. That's why you always look first. Look, feel, touch, all that. You will see them. They're visible.
Right, right. You know what? I wish we had some clips of some shows from way back. That's one of the things that we had talked about on a Wet, Wet Wednesday, you know what I mean, on some safety sex type shit. You know, sometimes you just got to leave the motherfucking light on. Like you said, you got to look. You know, you could play it off, work around there, get in, go around the thigh, lift everything up, move it left, right. You know what I mean? You can figure out a way to strictly do it. Not to ruin the move, but some, like you said, you gotta look. You gotta look for them scars. And you see scars, I just don't feel good. You did? And they show up like three times. Oh, no, it's not you. It's that liquor or something else. It's over. You dig? That's something we should talk about on the wet, wet, wet. How to get out of it. You dig? How to back down. Or maybe a Friday night.
Just
how to back
be
down.
Honest. Stop playing. Just be honest. Say what? I don't know what that is. Do you have herpes? I mean, just have that adult conversation. You don't have to act like you got to play it off. Tell me. But first of all, if you're smart, you would have them go to the clinic first and then get the, you know, report. Are you clean? You know, that's if you're smart. But if it's just, you know, you're not, have that conversation. You know, I feel something. What is that? You know, have you went to the doctor? When was your last doctor appointment? And then if, and be honest, like, it ain't no, how am I going to get out of it? We're adults. Talk through that shit.
Right, right, right. Good point, good point. Just speak up. I guess we ended that conversation, didn't we? Oops. Sometimes it's a simple answer. It could be a complicated-ass question with a very simple answer. So, all right. What else we got bumping around over here in this who's bumping who, who's getting fat? Entertainment news, gospel lifestyle.
Okay. Ohio woman arrested for dumping hot grease on victim during argument. And if y'all seen this picture of this woman, y'all be like, well, dang, she looking a little cray-cray. Just a little, you know, a little crazy, just a little bit.
She must be old school.
An Ohio woman, she old school. Ohio woman shockingly... Shocking actions are making headlines. Charlene Thompson was arrested after Hamilton County Police said she poured hot grease on someone during an argument. Thompson, 61, is accused of dumping the grease on an unarmed victim Saturday evening, then with severe burns on his back and arm. NBC4C reports that she now faces a charge of felonious assault. She already had two outstanding warrants for criminal damaging or endangering when she was arrested. Her bond was set for $1,500. Prior to this arrest, the news station reports that Thompson was accused twice between November 2016 and 17 of throwing rocks at a male neighbor's window, breaking them in most recent offenses, police wrote in a criminal complaint. She was also charged with assault and criminal damaging or endangerment and criminal trespassing in 2008. Okay, that woman, cry, cry. Stop it. Y'all better leave her alone.
All I'm going to say is, poor guy, but free Charlene. You said her last name, Thompson. That's what you said.
Free Charlene?
Is she from the South? I think she might be my cousin. I'm not lying. She might be my cousin on my mama's side. She might be my cousin.
Not Charlene. Charlene. We're going to free Charlene. Free Charlene. We're going to get free Charlene. You're going to make a free Charlene shirt, y'all. Okay, so we got monstrous gear. So if y'all want y'all free Charlene shirt, just send $19.95 to Monsters Radio, and you can get your free Charlene shirt. Go.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Poor guy. Poor guy. That might be my cousin. I'm just saying. Okay. Okay. What else we got popping off in the nation?
And y'all pay for shipping and handling. Free Charlene shirts. Hit us up. Broke Rob forced to return jury and car to help pay ex-China's legal fees. I keep telling y'all he broke it in a joke.
Broke Rob?
Broke Rob, yes.
Oh,
forced
damn.
To return jury and a car to help pay ex-legal fees. That's what they call them. Rob Kardashian was forced to return jury and a Range Rover. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Where did my story go?
Had to take it back.
Disappeared. Okay. Return jury and a Range Rover to help pay for ex-Black China's mounting legal fees for cases the model filed against him. After the former couple signed an October 2017 judgment regarding custody and child support for their toddling daughter, Dream, the 31-year-old, was ordered to pay $25,000 of his baby mama's legal fees. He was also ordered to return any items to help pay bills. According to the agreement, within 5 days of execution of the stipulated judgment, respondent Rob shall pay petitioner China $25,000, return any jury gifted by petitioner to respondent for ours use and transfer to petition his 2016 Range Rover supercharged long wheel base with 9,237 miles as a contribution towards petitioner's attorney's fees and costs incurred in conjunction with this action. Kardashians posted various text messages between him and his ex, including naked pictures of China, promoting the model to file a restraining order as part of the October 2017 judgment. However, China agreed to drop the restraining order claim. Both sides agreed to sign a non-disclosure agreement as well as a stay-away order where they promised to refrain from stalking, harassing, and threatening one another in person or online. Kardashian has also agreed to pay $20,000 a month for child support and a nanny for Dream. He also had to pay for the jury, according to the agreement. Boy, this man ain't got no money. As further contribution to set legal fees and cost, petitioner China shall be entitled to retain all jewelry formerly gifted to her by Rob and currently in her possession, including but not limited to the three bracelets, which have not yet been paid for. Come on, pay for bracelets for repairs to the jewelry and any damage to the jewelry. Meanwhile, the legal battle between the former reality star couple is far from over, with Kardashian recently asking the court to lower his monthly payment. He claims he is no longer making $1 million appearances for his popularity.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know. All I'm going to say is, poor Rob, because they gave you that name. Poor Rob, because you done fucked around and got with you a sister who knows the game and running that shit successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Two people are really enjoying this shit right now, and their name is Black China and Tiger. You dig? I'm just saying, Tiger is over there chuckling his motherfucking ass off writing songs. You dig? I wouldn't be surprised if he wrote a song about this situation. That's what your ass get. Trying to fuck with my ex chick. That's what your ass get. Trying to fuck with my ex chick. I'm just saying, that's the only person around here.
That's what your ass get for fucking with my ex chick. That is just a song for real. Seriously, straight up. And then Kim Kardashian, and then they could come back. That's what you get for fucking with my brother, because you was my, you know, because they was ex friends. Now they ex friends. Like, all them exes going on. That lets you to know it ain't good to have nothing to do with your ex. It ain't good. There's nothing that comes out with you chilling with your ex. Nothing comes out. Nothing comes out good.
Right.
I'm telling you, burn your exes, everything, give everything back, take that number out your phone, block, do whatever. It, there's nothing good from an ex, as y'all can see, because always ex got a, they want you back, and they want to see what they can do. I bet now Tiger is, like, clapping his hands, like, you can keep him, because it was cheaper to keep
right.
him.
Right.
So he didn't want him.
Or would it be even? I'm starting shit right now. I'm starting shit right now, monstrously.
Starting
will be even funkier. They fuck around and get back together.
That
would be crazy. Tiger and Black.
But
they
I said that before.
Get back together.
I said he was the one that came up. He the one who came up, rude, like, because she ain't looking to get no money from him. Because, you know, don't they got a child together?
Yes, they do. The first one.
And so, as you see, you don't hear nothing about him and Tiger, her and Tiger, going at it over some money. Because she knows what the Kardashian has. She was friends. She knows the ins and the outs of their business. She knows the ins and the outs of their friendship. She knows the ins and the outs of how they take care of Rob. That's why she's not backing down, because she knows the Kardashians are going to take care of the family. She was in the inner circle. She knows all the inner circle secrets.
Look,
and if y'all don't think that them Kardashians are not going to pay her, she going to have her money. They going to pay
right.
her to keep them secrets.
Right. So you're saying basically she learned the Kardashian booty scheme, how to use that booty as a duty. I'm just saying.
No. She learned. No, because she knew how to use her booty because she was a stripper. She knew how to use her. She learned how to use it effectively to get
right.
that money.
You get it now? You get it now? Right. She sat back and
she
watched.
She already got it. She already had it. Now she just went and learned how to perfect it. And how to make money off it, and how to use it as an investment instead of a job.
So, hey, hold on. On that note, we're going to take a breather. And after that, we're going to bring it back. And we're going to talk some more on Friday Night Live. Here's some more new music. This is an upcoming artist. He goes by the name of Hundo. This is a track that's called Have Fun. Monsters Radio coming live out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. We keeping the Midwest hot.
Yeah.
We live. Keep it hot. We live, y'all. Monsters Radio. Friday Night Live.
Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on the designer toys, yeah. Before we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches just wanna have fun. We turned up on the side of drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Gon' roll one, smoke one. Cup pulled up a strong one. I ain't drizzy, but I'm on one. Bitch, I'm living like a dope boy. I got this gas from my homeboy. You think I'm stopping, then you're wrong, boy. Dolo flow, I got my own boy. I'm sitting high up on that polo horse. Wrist watch, it's a Michael Kors. I'm
turning up when I get bored. Turn no gang off the glass, all we do is press the board. Blunt scoring back and forth from that nigga, and you know.
Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. Turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
Everybody wanna slice, but ain't willing to pay the price. Niggas hate it that a nice. I hustle and sacrifice, taking chances to get it. I'm jeopardizing my life, and I'm fully committed. I'm strictly handing the business, got my mind on the minute. Laces tight, I ain't tripping. All I got is them bitches, and I put my faith in my Glock. Can't show no love to these niggas. She ain't gon' hold you down, can't put no trust in these bitches. I just roll me a switch and elevate on you niggas. First bond, I was saying, get that paper, little nigga. Fuck the hate of my nigga, fuck will be great on my nigga. With when the times, we ain't even had no cape for my nigga. I know I'm destined to get it. Hundo,
dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah. Dope boys, they wanna have fun. Bad bitches, they wanna have fun. We turned up on designer drugs, yeah. But first we had to get it out the mud, yeah.
Friday Night Live, Monstrous Radio, Monday through Friday. We got Takeover Tuesdays, Monstrous Mondays, Karma Cafe. We're here throughout the week just for you. Get it? So, we're going to bring it back with Miss Unbelievable. See what else we got going on.
There.
Who's bumping
oh,
who? Who's getting fat? It's all right.
Got the music. You say you was bringing me back. Bring me back with the music.
Right.
Come on.
So let's see. What else do we got over here on this Who's Bumping Who? Who's Getting Fat for a Friday Night Live coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota on this beautiful night?
Okay, last one.
I think it's the coldest night of the year here. Sorry.
Is
I think
it?
It's the coldest night of the year here. Yeah. Right now.
But, you know, it's really not that cold right now. You know, it's too chilly, but it's not cold because we don't have that Arctic air with it right now. So it's doable. It's just a 14 degrees. You know what I'm saying? Because usually we have that chill and that, you know, wind chill. We don't have the wind chill, which making it really, really good outside. I mean, it's just our cold. It's not the wind chill brrrr cold.
Right. Take
unless
your ass
you
out
just cold.
It's if you take everybody else to take your ass outside and see if you believe that. Bet you take your ass back in the house. But I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah, sometimes here it could be like 14 degrees, but with that wind chill, it'll be like 7 below. So, yeah, I feel you. It can be worse. It's going to get worse. It's just the coldest night so far in the Twin Cities. Just a little bullshit fact. Bullshit fact. But, all right, what else we got in this entertainment news?
All right, y'all know who am I about to talk about right now? With my boy, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Got it.
So
got
the
it.
Judge, I got it now, you know. I got it. The judge to screen up on his child sex sentence case. They knew they was wrong, but they said they ain't nothing they can do about it. The judge from the case spoke out. And agreed that the prosecutors and the plea deal that they did was really against what they usually do. He was sentenced to 4 years probation, but was supposed to and sentenced to a guideline of a Class C sex assault felony for 6ix9ine, which convicted calls for a 10-year probation and a max of 5 years in prison, 5 to 15 years in prison. What's unclear is how Tekashi's time was served. Less than 3 weeks in jail equals that minimum of 10-year probation. He was asked, the spokesman was asked, with the judge sentence, and how did they screw up? And she said, who knows? Who knows? Okay. Who knows? So what judge did you pay off? That's how we know. Come on. Who knows? You're... Okay.
look, this, that, some, I'm not going to be the one to do it, but somebody's going to run with this. The judge replies, who knows? Meanwhile, Meek Mill is on tour talking about how the justice system won't let us go.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody's like, oh, shit, here he go. Yes, I went there. You understand what I'm saying? They charging Meek for riding on a fucking motor, doing a wheelie on a motorcycle, trying to send him back to prison. Not to jail, prison. For a very long time.
Yep.
And y'all hear what his charge is and what the judge says when they fuck around and let his ass slide on what should be a mandatory 10-year probation. Monster Watch.
And Meek Mills is still on probation. And if he does one little thing, they sending him back. And the judge still ain't, you know, decided to finish up his sentence. He's still got to go back and fight this. Still got to go back. Still has to go back and fight it. And he was like... He was talking on, I was watching him on another show, and he was saying, how far will you go talking about, you know, the prison reform? He said he will go as far as him not taking his ass back to jail. He said he'll shut up if they start saying, we're going to take your butt back. However, his message is definitely getting out there, but prison reform has to go in the category, like I was saying, with the government. It has to change because different countries are, I mean, different states, that's how they make their money. That's how they keep the taxes and whatever intact, and that's how they keep the drugs coming in. That's how they keep the guns coming in. That's how they keep the corruption coming in. And until that's out, once again,
right,
we're going to have a corrupt judicial system.
Right. And just to put it in perspective for some other people that are like, well, I mean, how does that really relate? I mean, I just don't understand. Here's a great example. A lot of you people know in your city, there's a certain time that they give tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be here in the Twin Cities, it used to be the end of the month. That's what we always say. You always see people pulled over.
Did you say used to?
Yes, I think they moved it now. I don't know if it's the first week of the month. Second week.
It's still the same.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Police have to give out so many tickets, blah, 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 blah. Why? It feeds the city money. You dig? Them tickets you paying for speeding, no insurance, the bullshit lights, all that shit. When they pull them 8-9 cops over, blah, 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 just to pull you over for some bullshit. That's how the city makes its little bit of money. So, same type of shit. That's what she's saying. Like, you know, the system in some places, that's how they fund everything. How you think the lawyers get paid? Just imagine if crime really, really, really went down to 10% of what it is today. If it just went down 10%, think about it. How many lawyers would lose their jobs? How many bailiffs? How many court clerks? I'll wait. How many bail bondsmen would go out of business? How many what I call body hunters? What do they call it? Bounty hunters? The people that chase people for warrants that ain't even the police. How many of them gonna go out? I'll wait. You see what we're saying? This economics and crime.
Yeah.
So, apparently that's global.
I'm going to keep it real. How many fights, you know, how much can worldwide get paid for the fights that they see from people fighting and people getting chased by the cops? Like, for real, like, this kind of stuff is crazy. Like, how much more money can you make off someone else's back for the foolishness that they do? Like, yeah, nope.
Mm-hmm.
But... That's what happens. That's what life is looking like right now, you know, and in the society. It ain't. It just, you just ask yourself, is it going to get better? But no, because there's always going to be someone that loves themselves more than anything else, and they want to make sure that it ain't right. Because a lot of people just want to do wrong. I mean, some people just want to do wrong. I don't care what you say, they just want to do wrong, and they want to be right by doing wrong.
Right. It's just some people's nature. It is what it is. I tried to explain that to somebody the other day. It's just some people's nature. It just is what it is. There's no way around it. It's just some people's nature to do malice. I don't know. So, all right. Shit, we getting close to the end of the show. Do we got more news over there?
No, that was the last thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, well, seeing that we only got a few minutes left, I know you love doing the fashion. You dig? I know you love doing the fashion.
I did my fashion tips. I said wear a coat. I did my ass early. Wear a coat.
Oh, okay.
Just wear a coat. You can be as hoochie as you want to today. Just wear a coat.
Right. Okay. Well, mine would have to be wear some snowshoes. That's right. I'm talking about
it. Snowshoes.
Like you are the abominable snowman. You know, the ones that look like tennis rackets on your feet?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Wear some of them. Yeah. Like you walking through mop water or something. You know what I mean? Just come in the club with some snowshoes. Just, I guarantee you, everybody's going to be looking at you. So that's our show for tonight. Friday Night Live.
Oh, wait. So where are we wearing them snowshoes to? Where are we wearing them?
You can wear them to the movies. You can wear them to the club.
Okay.
You can wear them to the bar.
What club? Okay, the bar.
The club.
Cool. What club?
Where?
Really?
I'm telling you.
Are you
saying? Snowshoes are the best
snowshoes
to dance in. Yes. The ones that look like tennis rackets on your feet. Yeah,
hell no,
I'm
going to need you to post what snowshoes look like in the Monster. I'm drawing a blank to what the fuck snowshoes are. Come on, show me.
I'm going to post
it. Because I don't believe you. Show me. I'm in Iowa. Show me state right now.
Did you say you're in Iowa?
Yeah.
The show me state?
Yeah, that's not the right state, is it? Oh, damn. My bad, y'all. Do not call me cussing me out, please.
You know they tore you up about that Tekashi 6ix9ine name, especially when you call them Tech Nine. Oh Lord, I lined lit up. That is not his name. That's not Tech Nine. I'm mad at you.
Don't be mad. But y'all can still call in. But don't be mad. Don't be trying to curse me out. My bad. Don't be trying to curse me out. I was close. It's right next door to you. Please, you can walk across. Maybe drive. Okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bus.
Right.
Take a train. Take a plane. Whatever. My bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's time to go.
All right, y'all. Don't forget about next week. We got Monstrous Monday, where we start off the week with some new music. Takeover Tuesday, where you can call in and take over and promote whatever you want. Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy with some sexy conversation. And we have Comic Cafe, where you can vent. Don't get 30 days from beating up a coworker. Call in and put their ass on blast. And then, again, we'll be back at Friday Night Live, where we get you ready for the weekend with some hot clubby type music. So let's see. Any events you know of going on? I don't know nothing really popping off this weekend. I'm not getting out. It's too motherfucking cold. It is. I'm just saying. It's so cold. If you're not pulling up in a warmed-up vehicle, I'm not going out to warm up shit. It's too cold for the distance from my dough to my truck.
Put your snow boots on. Put your snow boots on. Bundle up. It's the winter time. I don't know what's going on.
All right, let me see.
I don't know. Anything going on?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, the holiday train. So if you guys like trains in Minneapolis, if you guys like trains, the holiday trains are stopping through. And
okay. Well, that's about it. It's
and Oh, dang. Well, happening now, the Prince and MJ Experience at First Ave is going on right now. The Ugly Sweater is going on tomorrow. My bad. I'm just giving them two. Boop, now we can go. Boop. Nice.
Right.
Thank you for listening.
Right, we out here. This is Zoe Dollars and Casey Veggie. It's called Oh Yeah. So if you out tonight and you kicking it, take a shout out for DJ E Monster and Miss Unbelievable and say, oh yeah, Monsters Radio. They live. I'm
mobbing through the party with my niggas. Seen a couple bad bitches fucking with us. See some broke niggas hating on the sidelines. We just laughing at them niggas giving high five. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just here to fuck the night up. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Me and my niggas finna turn up. Oh yeah, yeah. Dark shade, red cup. Mobbing through the party like, what's up? See a few chicks that can suck up. But fuck it, we just here to get fucked up. See some bad bitches, bad bitches. Real life, no filter, no catfish. See some niggas hating on the sideline. Tell them niggas get a better job, 9-5. I'm just mobbing through, fly like a plane. Cup of water in my hand, I don't do Mary Jane. My niggas sipping on drink, and he rolling up. Fucking we ain't leaving out the party till the sun is up. I'm just mobbing through the party with my niggas. Seen a couple bad bitches fucking with us. See some broke niggas hating on the sideline. We just laughing at them niggas giving high five. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just here to fuck the night up. Oh yeah, yeah. Me and my niggas finna turn up. Oh yeah, yeah.
Young veggies made these girls all go crazy. Said she never met a nigga that was so wavy. Baby never left a lot in that new status. When you turn the lights down, she get x-rated. Getting pounds from the plug, way like 480. I've been caught up in the game, shit so crazy. I whip it up into the pot until it go crazy. Girl, I beat it up and never leave no statement. She the type of bad bitch a baller would call. And I'm a young rich nigga, ain't tripping at all. She like I'm with my friends too, who coming with y'all? It's just me and Zoe Dollars, this is foreign brawl.
I'm mobbing through the party with my niggas. Seen a couple bad bitches fucking with us. See some broke niggas hating on the sideline. We just laughing at them niggas giving high five. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just here to fuck the night up. Oh yeah, yeah. Me and my niggas finna turn up. Oh yeah, yeah.